all over you. This is your fucking first time. I'm gonna cut the shit out of him. PC's too. I gotta sit up here and keep taking these shots. I'm just fucking terrible, obviously. Someone give this man a water, please, and these shots. But I got to go fucking take care of my shit.
Well, here we are. Another record store day has come and gone.
Records don't only stand for pieces of vinyl that you can still slap on the turntable in this modern age of digital audio technology, sounding much better than your digital files of any sort. You need even your hyper-compressed, over-mastered, and hot-as-hell-sounding compact discs, unfortunately. But record can also be an industry term. Our Broken View, and I'm in their hometown of Chicago Ridge, just within walking distance of the Chicago Ridge Mall, where I used to buy plenty of records back in the 80s and 90s, but enough about my childhood and my teenage years. Our Broken View has had two records out, The Distance Between in 2014, which is where I first talked with Brian Watkins on 105.5 The Cat's local show Homegrown Tones. Rest in peace. They came out with a second release in 2017, Applauding the Silence. And now, the five-piece melodic progressive metal band is getting ready to follow up that. At TC's 2 on 99th and Southwest Highway, and I'm going to relay the results to you about how this band should pretty much be the headlining band of the many different national acts they've been opening up for over the years. It was not too far from here, the former Bobby McGee's / Star Bar in Chicago, which I first saw Our Broken View around the time that first release, The Distance Between, came out, and I talked to Brian Watkins. They opened for Waylon that night. They should be their own Waylon, their own Tantric, their own 40 Below Summer. Brian Watkins will let you know exactly why. Maybe not superstardom, but a band who can conquer and kick ass and take the world by storm. That and more on the way, and I'm going to fill you in more on the 13 Monsters reunion I was telling you about, which is fast approaching. And even one last look into some new bands you're bound to hear if you descend upon Midwest Spring Fest, which is going to be Saturday, April 20th at Penny Road Pub in Barrington Hills. It is an event of this young season of spring that you shouldn't miss. And you definitely shouldn't miss the wide variety of punk, alt-rock, metal, hard rock, and more from around the Chicagoland area and state of Illinois. We have reached the century mark, Local Loft, 100 episodes strong and rocking.
You run away and I just stand my ground. When I see something, I take it, I grab it. Just a couple of standout lyrics from a band who I think you're not going to run away from. In fact, they now should be one of the big bands they used to open up for. Your Tantrics, your Waylons, Our Broken View out of Chicago Ridge. I talked to Brian Watkins 5 years ago this time, April 10th, 2014, that I aired the interview with him on 105.5 The Cat. And back then, they had their debut release, The Distance Between. They come out with a new one, Applauding the Silence, but already working on a follow-up. I heard a new song called Daybreak tonight.
Well, yes, sir.
Brian, let me ask you about your singing. It's really come along. First, it was real aggressive and angry. Now you're working in kind of an emotional, melodic side. How do you feel your singing has progressed from the first record to the second?
I'm hoping for the best, obviously, and worked hard to get where we are, all of us as a band. And as the band grows, I have to step up my game as well and grow also. So I had to step up my vocals, my lyrics, and everything. And I wanted to make sure that this time around, maybe everyone felt us a little more and got a little more understanding of what we are and what we're capable of.
You hear it from the crowd. They definitely rocked this crowd into a frenzy here tonight. Let me ask you some other things about the new record you're working on. It's still in the works, because we just heard one song, Daybreak, tonight. But how do you feel it's going to be different musically and lyrically from your other two records?
Well, we're actually going to try to combine both those sounds, that raw intensity and then that melodic and emotional feel. And then we're also still growing, so we're going to continue to try new things. You know, you might hear a little more metal, a little more rock. You might hear some punky backgrounds and undertones.
I remember you once saying that with this band, anything goes. So you try a bunch of different musical styles, and whatever works for you, you go with it. It flies. I remember that from the phone interview you did with us on the Cat back in 2014.
Yes, sir. And we're still trying to keep with that, trying to keep doing what we do. We love music, we love the scene, and we just want to keep pushing and keep going.
Keep doing it, and I mean, you guys are progressing very nicely. It's like I said, you can be your own Tantric now. You can be your own major headlining band. I don't know if, you know, a big stadium tour is what you have in mind down the road, or maybe something like your Horde Festival, your Ozfest, your Riot Fest, your equivalent of it, but best of luck to you and to this new record, and some great stuff, Brian.
Thank you very much, Tim. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for doing the interview. We love you, and we love everyone else out here that came out. Thank you.
And we were from TC's 2 tonight here in Chicago Ridge, Brian Watkins and our Broken View's hometown. This is their home base, and the fans really came out to support them. For more about their music, both albums, The Distance Between, and also Plenty in the Silence, they're available on Spotify and Apple iTunes, YouTube video clips for each one. Well, just the audio and some background, but check them out, and definitely check this band out live if you get the chance.
Self-centered and blindfolded with our air assault. those who surround us. But if we open our mind to each other, there still may be a chance for us to make a difference. Thank you.
preaching to the deceased and trying not to make a joke about it, even though you can hear a little bit of a comedic element in Bloodletters music. The title track to Under the Dark Mark, which was their 2018 full-length CD. The Chicago band has been together since 2011. This actually marks the third full-length release from the band, and I do hear a little bit of Slayer meets Sam Kinison, if you can believe it or not. Listen carefully to the singing. Pete Carparelli just has that kind of high-pitched wail that seems to suggest a little bit of Kevin Dubrow, Quite Right, but more so Sam Kinison. I'm just waiting for him to go, ow! Forgive my screaming voice, it's not what it used to be in my old age. The power pop slash arena rock trio is actually going to headline a show. I'd also like to say, in such a non-comedic way, it's going to be a warm-up to Midwest Spring Fest. I'm sure the weather will cooperate and be somewhat warmer. Actually, not checking the forecast on Friday, April 19th, the night before Midwest Spring Fest. It's going to be at the same venue, Penny Road Pub in Barrington Hills, where Bloodletter headlines their own show with a couple of thrash and death metal bands along for the ride from the greater Chicago area at Vorsa, keeping the spirit of death metal alive, gurgling, unclean vocals where they're concerned, and the newest incarnation of Vicious Attack. Once fronted by female lead singer Cecilia, they are now all male. And Rotting Tomb, all playing Penny Road Pub in Barrington Hills, Friday night, April 19th. For more details about this show, you can go to Bloodletters' Facebook page. As long as we're jumping ahead after the Bloodletters show, one more act you haven't necessarily heard yet, unless you've been to Midwest Spring Fest many a times, but they have never played. 20 Spot is an arena rock band out of Chicago. Listening to their sound, it evokes a lot of 80s arena rock light metal bands like Night Ranger and also Cheap Trick, with that hard meets symphonic rock sound. The trio of Ed Riley, Brian LaFlamboy, and Tony Medina first got together in Lockport back in 2014. They had actually started out as a duo. It'll actually be the third band you will witness on the main Miller stage. There's two stages, don't forget, the Miller and the Jaeger stage. And the band lineup kicks off at 2:30 on Saturday, April 20th. Rocking on both stages till just after 1 a.m. the following morning on the 21st, Easter Sunday. We spotlighted a lot of the bands you'll be checking out. Some for the first time, like Grey Wall out of the far northwest burbs, Rachel's Bully, Black in the Day from Joliet. You also got punksters Prison City Brigade, grunge rockers Monroe, who I played you on the last episode of Local Loft, the definite Nirvana-ish tendency to their music. No Clear Way out of Belvedere near Rockford. Now you want it totally metal, you got Aletheia, you got Dear Deadly, and you have my good friends in Genotype, as well as the Dying Ultimatum, who will end the night on the Jaeger stage. Only cost you $12 at the door on the 20th of April. Getting back to some of the music you will hear from 20 Spot, a definite Cheap Trick flavor to their music, more so the harder edge power pop side of the band. Songs like On the Radio, Avita Zane, Even You Let a Lot of People Down from their brilliant second self-titled album in 1997 come to mind when I hear this track. Just a little bit of early Night Ranger too, and maybe they get a little punkish with the drumming here a la Ramones. I would think so. Lies from the One of These Days full-length album of 2017 from 20 Spot.
this is Katie Kirby of Genotype. You're listening to the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
We are Genotype. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Hi, this is Katie from Genotype. You're rocking with Tim Lamping here on the local walk.
Katie Kirby fierce side, meet Katie Kirby passionate and laid back side. I think the two of you will get along to a certain degree, but there'll be some aggressive fighting going on between the two vocal styles. That's how it is when you have a dual personality and you're so good at both sides of it when it comes out in your vocals. And it will come out on the night of April 20th at Midwest Spring Fest 2019 at Penny Road Pub in Barrington Hills. Genotype's third album, aptly entitled Genotype 3, has been doing very well for the Rockford-based band. They actually got their start in Hampshire in McHenry County and motored on up to Rockford a couple of years back. But they have been conquering the world with their futuristic sound. And since they have world domination down to a T, I don't think they'll have any trouble conquering the stage at Midwest Spring Fest. They play at 9 p.m. on the Jaeger stage, and they're one of 15 bands, in fact, the second to the last of 15 bands you can check out for only $12. Midwest Spring Fest Annual Event 2019 is the Facebook page you want to go to for all the details about the event. And if you're not too worn out after that is over, save up some stamina and plenty of piss and vinegar for the night of April 26th. There's going to be a rumble, a big rumble, and plenty of hardcore metal bands are involved. A ginormous local music fest with some of the best hardcore metal bands throughout the greater Chicago area, called the Rumble 2019, just west within, I don't want to say mere walking distance, but mere short driving distance of the United Center. Cobra Lounge, 235 North Ashland in Chicago. It's April 26th, that being a Friday night. Plenty of headbangers, pogoers, and hardcore metal lovers will be out in full force for this event, which begins at 4:30. Capping off the night is the five-man hardcore band Absent Mind. Their second EP, Weight of the World, just came out on the first day of spring, March 21st. And it's been almost 3 years since their debut, Brainwaves. They've shown real maturity and instrumental progression in their music. The second EP allows them to branch out a little bit and give the instruments, especially a dual guitar attack and a highly fast breakneck speed punk-like drum sound, a chance to make itself known as well. More so than their debut, Brainwaves, back in February 2016, where the center of attention was definitely the lead singer's screaming, high-pitched, but in no means unclean and growling vocal. This one, they get a little more progressive, I'd say. And you can find out just how they're going to be able to pull this off on stage, as they are the last of 25 bands at the Rumble, April 26th at Cobra Lounge. From the second EP, Weight of the World, of the five-piece hardcore north side of Chicago band Absent Mind, this is Reap What You Sow on Vocal Loft.
Right. So when it feels like I'm in the brink of the end, I toss and turn and I start this. I will be free. No other way out for me. This is what I've become. Even if I try to stop, agony is all I see. I wanna take this rope by the neck and let it choke. That's right, back for mercy, my innocence. You would have free fall.
On Local Loft, we're dropping the hammer without having the paddle shift to M1 and gun the hot rod. Unless you own a Camaro or some sort of sports car, you won't understand that bit of talk I just relayed on you. But a hammer of chaos will be dropped, thanks to MH Chaos out of Chicago. MH stands for Multiple Home Front. I'm sure something will be pounding, and it won't necessarily be a hammer to your skull for the rumble. MH Chaos is one of 15 bands who will be rocking Friday night, April 26th at Cobra Lounge, 5 minutes west of the United Center. For more details about it, go to the Rumble 2019's Facebook page. 6 days before that, however, smoke will permeate the air, or just the image of smoke will permeate your mind. If I keep talking about it, then put it enough into your subconscious that it won't escape. So 420 is almost upon us, and for some of you, I guess you know what that means. Toke it up, man. Here at Local Loft, I do not condone public drug use. Of course, maybe medicinal marijuana, that's for medical reasons, but I don't necessarily guarantee just taking nature's grass and getting blitzed on it. If you want to do that on 420, that's up to you at your discretion. Just try not to get carried away with your toking. Don't become a cannabis cannibal, as Everything Must Die does here. Smoke a da weed, eat it a people on Local Loft. We'll be right back.
That's when we've written our best music, is not forcing it and just making it happen when it happens. And when we have a good run with it, we pull something together and make it great. So, I mean, we write less, but we tend to write more of what we want to write now, as opposed to just, let's just write a song to write a song or whatever. You know, it just happens more naturally, and there's more things that we put our name on at this point, just writing with each other and being a cohesive group. Yeah.
Pretty much living in the past, present, and future at all times. You're playing the songs that you already wrote, you're playing the shows in the moment, and you're planning to write better songs for the future always.
There's a deal done here for you.
something more from the Kankakee area band, who is all fired up about winning another award for some incredible eclectic music they've been putting out. Carrying Torches is going to get a Kankakee Area Music Award on the night of Friday, April 19th for Best Original Song. The track I played you right there, which is off their second EP. It's the title track to Strangers. They'll receive their awards at the Majestic Theater in downtown Kankakee on Schuyler Avenue. And then the following night, they head to Elder Brewing in Joliet, one of two bars which hosted Mustache Fest, which is where I caught up with the five-piece alternative progressive rock band out of the Kankakee area back in October of last year. Justin Daniel, John Paul Gray, Misty Oakery, Alex Jaskula, and Brennan Schwinard. Congratulations to them. They already won other prestigious awards, including Chicago's Rising Artist of the Month from Deli Magazine back in September 2017, and another Kankakee Area Music Award for Best Original Song back in 2017 as well. This would be their second, so congratulations to Carrying Torches. You want to check them out, other than Elder Brewing, which is on 420 in Joliet, Wire in Berwyn, Thursday, May 30th, and Brower House in Lombard on June 12th. And then they'll be playing the Woodstock of all summer music events in the Kankakee area, the Merchant Street Music Fest, Hometown Heroes. That's July 26th. For more details, go to their Facebook page, Carrying Torches. The monsters will be unleashed once again, and this time it's not going to be saved for Halloween. 13 monsters, headed up by charismatic frontwoman Deb Sanzo, has been taking some time to regroup and get a couple of new members in the band. And their time is going to come where they will unveil to you what the new band looks and sounds like Friday, April 26th at Wire in Berwyn. Paving the way for their return and opening up the show will be Space Rockers Monk 9, a very comedic yet futuristic duo who I showcased to you before a couple of years back. Actually, it was the summer of 2017. And the Ions out of Berwyn. Call them Berwyn's Grateful Dead if you want, but they're a little bit more jazzy and even more extensive than Jerry Garcia and his cohorts could ever get. The five-piece band first got together in July of 2014. And the Ions are not necessarily saving this one for anybody with a June birthday. Off their first full-length CD, Adam Butterfly, it's The Gemini on Local Loft.
Bye. the stars. Fantasies, she loves my guitar.
Don't stay up in the attic.
13 Monsters came out of the attic a long time after that debut, Maximum Beautiful Mayhem, and hit the concert stages. This is not a coming out party on Friday, April 26th. It's more of a revelation party. Two brand new members in the band. The two that remain, Deb Sanzo, their perky, charismatic, and quite funny lead singer, and Jamie Riani, their gritty guitarist as well. And you'll find out who the two others are to replace Jay Clarita and Joel Morris. If you go to Wire in Berwyn, Friday, April 26th. Perfectly Imperfect is what we heard, and that's one of the first tunes I introduced you to when I first played 13 Monsters. After checking them out for the first time over at Q Bar in Darien, they were on a bill with Phosphine and also Faith in the Fallen that night, back in May of 2015. If you as a local artist or your band from around the Chicagoland area or state of Illinois has music that needs to be revealed and beckons to be heard, get your stuff to me in digital waveform, be it wave file, be it FLAC, AAC, or MP3, physical form, CD, vinyl, cassette. Also send a couple of show dates and a bio, timlampnumber1@yahoo.com. And as far as the physical stuff goes, I mentioned there, drop me a line at timlampnumber1@yahoo.com. I will send along the mailing address. We at Local Loft can help introduce your music to the rest of the world. This podcast is downloadable both at podbean.com and on the Podbean app, which you can download for your specific device, your phone, your tablet, your PC. Just search Local Loft and you'll find every episode there, which is available for download. New music will be revealed in a little more aggressive and hardcore fashion by Atlanta Is Burning. What won't change is the band's namesake, or their ties to the past, a past that goes back to 1939, before any of the members, including Keith Humphrey or Al Krause, were born. It relates to Gone with the Wind, and the famous scene where a steeple, I believe it is burning down, right in front of Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh. Until that happens, however, let's downshift into hard rockin' mode with track number 4, off the latest Atlanta Is Burning EP, Ashes. It's Tim Lamping, talk soon.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Fire! Fire! Fire!
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
This is Al and Keith from Atlanta's Burning, and you are listening to the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 again.
I got real love.